This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Arrowwood by Mick Finley. Read by Malk Williams.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. South London, 1895. The very moment I walked in that morning, I could see the governor was in one of his tempers. His face was livid, his eyes puffy, his hair, least what remained on that scarred knuckle of a head, stuck out over one ear and lay flat with grease on the other side. He was an ugly sight, all right. I lingered by the door in case he threw his kettle at me again. Even from there I could smell the overnight stink of gin on his foul breath. "Sherlock Bloomin' Holmes," he bellowed, slamming his fist down on the side table. "Everywhere I look, they're talking about that charlatan." "I see, sir," I replied, as meek as I could. My eyes tracked his hands as they swung this way and that, knowing that a cup, a pen, a piece of coal might quick as a flash get seized and hurled across the room at my head. "If we had his cases, we'd be living in Belgravia, Barnet," he declared, his face so red I thought it might burst. "We'd have a permanent suite in the Savoy." He dropped to his chair as if suddenly tuckered out. On the table next to his arm, I spied what had...